Football. in the game. And he was kind of coming to the last moments of the last quarter.
Yeah.
And it was a tight game, a tight game. And I was sitting there. And I was looking at it, and we got a player on the wing called Alicia Gray. Amen. Alicia Gray, and she got a gold medal in the Olympics on 3-on-3. She calls it now Alicia Greatness.
Right.
And that's my favorite player on the wing. And they were having a game, they were playing against the New York Liberty with Sabrina Lenescu, who was like three round draft, great shooter from the outside. And we made a shot. We won 1 point ahead. And it was a few seconds left.
Yeah.
Amen. And Lenescu had the ball. Coming down, I was sitting in my seat, and Lenescu was coming down. Oh, no, not Lenescu. But I know she was here 3 days at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was concerned. And she came down, and she, it was about, I mean, about 2 or 3 seconds left. And she went up to shoot.
Uh-huh.
And as she went up to shoot, my favorite player, Alicia Bradley, came and blocked the shot.
Right.
And I came up out of my seat, and I forgot.
Yeah. Word of God.
Get your sheets out. Get your scriptures out. And we're going to start at about verse 16. Remember, this is part two. We've already read the first verse. I'm not going to read the whole first part here. We're going to start at 16. Everybody getting it out of sight. It says, when I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at thy voice, rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herds in the south. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute here. Like the shift is going on here. Though there be no herd in the south, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and will make me to walk on my high heel. Oh, amen. Then we want to go into praising God, part two. Again, part one. Last week on the podcast, I wanted to say part two. Amen. So we can all really enjoy his word together. Let me go on here where we can move ahead. There's a key verse. There's a key verse. It's not on your printed paper, Pastor, but I'm going to look at it later. There's a key verse in the second chapter of Habakkuk. And in second chapter, verse 4, the B portion, on the second portion of verse 4, saying this, but the righteous will live by faith. That's Habakkuk 2, verse 4b. But the righteous will live by faith. And that's kind of contrary, because he's talking about how proud folk live in the A portion of verse 4. And I had to take my coat off. I told y'all, I'm going to pray. I had to get ready to take my coat off. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, get ready to happen while I'm preaching. So you'll know. You know, sometimes these suspenders come loose. So I may have to hold it. I may have to hold up the preacher. But now, you know what I got to do? Amen. Sometimes they come loose. Amen. You better have a coat on, you can't tell that they come loose. But I'm going to kill, I'm going to preach up. All right. Now, what this means, this verse, this is a key verse. And I call it a key verse because it opens up the whole book of Habakkuk. When you look at this verse, it opens up the whole book of Habakkuk. What does it mean, the just shall live by faith? It means first, but mainly, the just life is governed by what God sees. The people of God who have put their trust in God, their lives are governed by what God sees. In the opposite are governed by what they see.
Yeah.
But those who are followers of God, the people of God, are governed by what God sees.
Amen. Amen.
No, watch that. You're not a God follower. In fact, you can do it on your own. You're governed by what you see.
Yeah.
But when you are a follower of Christ, a godly, one of God's chosen, of the people of God, then you are governed by what God says. We don't live by sight as the people of God. We live by what God has said. We trust God in what He said. Sometimes what we see may not look like what God said, but I want to take you way around it. God always does what He says He's going to do. Now, as we navigate these three scriptures quickly as I can, I want to talk about three things quickly as I can. I want to give you 3 points so you won't miss them. I might miss myself on that. Number one, God's crazy way. Number two, Greece, crazy days. And number three, grace's crazy praise. So y'all can walk with me through this?
All right.
God's crazy ways, Greece, crazy days, and grace, crazy praise.
All right.
Amen. I'm hoping that I've navigated that. You'll be able to climb like Habakkuk from the valley of sorrow. Amen. Till you get to the point where you can sing from the mountaintop.
All right.
That's what we meant. Because remember, the whole title of this sermon is Sing in the Rain. R-E-I-G-E. So we can sing because we know God reigns. He's on the throne.
Amen.
Whatever may come, we may not see it, but we believe it because of what God sees.
Amen.
He reigns. All right. When I first talk about God's crazy ways, I got to think. I don't want to be disrespectful or blasphemous. Amen. When I'm talking about crazy, I know sometimes. We use that word to describe those with a mental illness. I'm not talking about God having mental illness, but the way I'm going to talk about praise that lots today is really, rather than being a spiritual illness, it's a mental illness, it's a spiritual sickness.
Mm-hmm.
When I say crazy ways, it means something that don't make sense to you.
Yeah.
You know, God does something that just don't make sense to you. Something you just can't wrap your mind around.
Yeah.
Sometimes look what God does things. It seems like you just can't wrap your mind around how God does things.
Yeah, it's true.
And the reason why you can't wrap your mind around it, because the God we serve is an infinite God. And Him being infinite means He has no limits. He's so big, and we are finite people, amen, we have a limit. Our thinking and our thoughts and our ways are limited, but God is unlimited. So you cannot, amen, wrap a limited mind around an unlimited God. Y'all with me so far? I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were talking about last week. If you listen to the podcast, when we looked at a portion See, sometimes God, I told you, God had crazy ways. Now, he could have chosen, he's talking about bringing a child into the world.
Yeah.
He could have chosen somebody of a childbearing age. Most of us are all right, we bring a child away. Abraham had children, all right, that's good. And then when we were heard this and we didn't know nothing about the Bible, we thought Abraham was a young man.
Okay. Right, right.
Abraham, when God first came to release in his 70s, he was already in his 70s. And his wife in his 60s. But it didn't happen right away. Therefore, we see Abraham bringing a child into the world, and he is 100.
Yeah, yeah, preacher, yeah.
And his wife is 90.
Yeah, yeah.
God was afraid to wait. You see Sarah, a Sarai at that time, going to the obstetrician. And she looked around at all the young women.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at her and said, wow.
Wow.
Wow. And, you know, for the wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
You know somebody said, wow, girl, that's crazy. She got to live to be 74. You know, she would, and they probably, she got to live to be 60. Because we might say that because Sarah didn't look like an 80. Because even when she got old, she was still a good looking woman. That's why the king woman. Read your Bible. God, show an old person.
Yeah, yeah,
Richard. Moses. He could call Moses. Amen. He could call Moses. But we know Moses out there chilling in the flat, and Moses saw a tree. Tell y'all, God prayed, God be crazy. And he saw a tree, a bush burning. But the bush didn't burn up.
Right,
Richard, right. Yeah. He said, I'm just going to go in. God, I'm sending you. I'm just going to go this in. Yeah. And Moses, the bush is burning. And he went on and said, Moses. And Moses knew he was in prison. God, take off his shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't burning the
bush.
And God called Moses from that burning bush. And Moses said, wait a minute, God. Why you want me? You know I got a speech impediment. And I told you sometimes. And you want me to leave the people to let the people go?
Yeah.
Moses said, God said, Lord, Moses, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
I wish I had a witness. The Lord can use your witnesses to what I'm trying to tell you. For his glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Moses, you can't imagine what I'm going to do when I'm finished with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
People get you mixed up with that team once I'm finished with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
God uses crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then he goes, they stuck out, they stuck out and stuck. And Egyptians are behind them after they get out of slavery. Now, even getting out of slavery wasn't that easy. But every time I read about all the plagues and things, it's right there. If you read the verses above chapter 3, it talks about plagues. And you remember, if you read that story, when a Pharaoh refused to let Pharaoh people go, frogs. Frogs was everywhere. Peter frog, bear frog. Everywhere frog. You couldn't step on it. You open your pants, the frog come out of your pants.
Yeah.
You open up the commode, frog come out of the commode.
Yeah.
You take your clothes back off your bed, frog out of bed. Get a frog everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, now God's crazy. God is crazy stuff.
Yes, sir.
God couldn't just kill them. Sorry,
yes.
But God, amen, he had all these plagues, the thing that they went on and turned the river to blood. God said, he just showed how powerful he was. And really what he was doing is because they had a frog God.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have a frog God. If you look at every 12th plague, they had a God to match that plague. And he was showing, I got power over your God.
Yeah, yeah. He was showing
a preacher. God's amazing. He just does strength. And then here he goes. He opened up the water and they walked across the Red Sea on dry land.
Yeah.
And then the Egyptians said, well, they know what you're doing too. And the Egyptians step out and get right in the middle. That was for my people.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the right kind of teeth. that stuff.
Yeah.
Get it, going out to fight. 32,000 guys. They're trying to fight. The Amalekites with 32. They're going against him that had 120,000. They got 32,000. And God said, wait a minute, get it. You got too many. Wait a minute, God, I got 32,000. You got too many. Get out in the stage and go home. 20,000. 22,000 went home. They had 10,000 left. God, I got 10,000 in my head. Oh, no. Yeah, you still got too many. Wait a minute, God. I got 10,000 here. And they go down to the river to have a good drink of water. And then they load that last time they thought it was going to serve 300. And 300 drunk water. And God said, give them 600 almost. And 300 went against 120,000 and only got God on their side. I'm trying to tell you, God wants to throw you away.
Right.
Can you work the crazy way in the
world? Yeah.
God does a crazy thing. Joshua in a battle. Amen. And so, oh, Lord, we got to go ahead and finish them out. We can't let them recuperate, get up. We got to win the thing before the sun goes down. And they got to let it even. God will pray for the sun to stand still. And God stopped the sun in the middle of the sky. God got them prayed away. He's a mighty God. perfect that you need. Because God's ways are counterintuitive. You just can't understand. He has crazy ways. I'm glad. God has crazy ways. This is why I'm glad God has ways. Most of us start out in life, I was young, 19, 12, 15, 18, 20. We started out, we got a vision for our lives. You know, grow up, go to college, trade school, or, and I'm going to be this, I'm going to be a fireman, or I'm going to be whatever you chose, professor, thank God to lead you. And then one day, I'm going to meet this Miss, or Mr. Wright.
Yeah.
And then, as I have finished college, I'm a degree, started a job. Meet Mr. and Mrs. Wright,
yeah.
And then we have a real great marriage,
yeah.
And family time,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Then God will bless us, have a real good house, and a good neighborhood, and our children will grow up, and they will be my children of God,
yeah.
And then as we get old, we will be healthy, and when we finally one day, we'll lay down to sleep, and we'll go home to be with Jesus.
Yeah, that sounds good, Richard, that sounds good.
I'm pray today.
Jesus, Jesus.
And today, amen, or even in that wonderful home, and maybe that a great husband and wife, but all of a sudden sickness comes in. Cancer, or some other debilitating disease, enter into that home. Or you lose a child, or a child loses a parent, or a spouse loses one another. I'm trying to talk about, I'm trying to tell you about praying today. When you do, crazy days come. That's what I'm about to come and do. Some crazy day. Listen, in verse 18, he trembled. He's trembling. Why is he trembling? It seemed like he had a panic attack. In verse 16, what's wrong? Let me read this up. This is the lamentation. Jeremiah and Habakkuk lived at the same time. Yeah. They were prophets at the same time, and they were prophesying to the same people. Now, Habakkuk, we don't know what happened to him. But Jeremiah actually was there when Babylon came in and took over. And conquered. It's going to work out. I pray you're going to be back in a minute. Hold on. What's going on? That's what's going on. Now, this comes from the book of Lamentation. Lamentation means to cry.
Yeah.
Lamentation was wrote by Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And this is what Jeremiah is saying. Listen to what he's saying. Arise, cry out in the night.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the watch, pour out your heart. Like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands toward him for the life of your young children. Your young children who faint from hunger.
Lord have mercy.
At the head of every street. See, O Lord, consider to whom have you done this? Shall the woman eat their offspring?
Lord have mercy.
The children they have cut up, should the priest and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? Young and old die. On the ground in the streets, my burden, my young man have fallen by the sword. You have slain in the day of your anger. You have slaughtered and not pitied. You have invited as to a feast day the terrors. This around me. In the refuge are survived. Those whom I have born and brought up, my enemies have destroyed. The Jeremiah description of what had happened when the enemy came in. Now what you see in verse 16 is when Habakkuk, God had already showed Habakkuk what was coming.
Yeah.
And then watch. You see that trembling and sadness in Habakkuk. Habakkuk saw the crazy things coming. He saw them coming. This is what he said. And it's all coming. I like to say verse 17. But the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, nor the labor of the olive tree, and the field yield no fruit. So the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herds in the stock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the first thing you talk about the olives, the grapes,
yeah,
and the figs. No figgy pudding. No figgy pudding. The figs, the olives, and the grapes.
Yeah.
You know, those are the luxuries. You can live without feed.
Yeah.
I can break. First thing you lose is stuff, you know. It's all right to lose stuff that, you know,
extra. Yeah.
You lose, get that. As long as you got a car.
Amen.
Amen. So the first thing that they want to buy now they will buy it up to those that had businesses. But the one that died on for the life. But then he goes on to things really, really, really have to You can't get paid so you can buy something for your children. Or your family. You can't take care of your family. And there are no help. The fly has been cut off. They're roaming.
Yeah.
They're roaming everywhere. You know when a sheep roam by itself, there are wolves.
Absolutely.
They're waiting for them to get along.
Absolutely.
Some flies roam there and the wolves take over. And then they say, you look at the barn and there's no cattle. You know, when we're going through that pandemic, just think. See, we had some mercy. We had some mercy. Yeah. We sorted out. People were dying. You know, if you make the hospital bed, you can get on a ventilator. Mercy. You can get a doctor. They knew something about it. Mercy. To take care of you. You had some mercy. You might be able to make it. Amen. And then, sign some ideas. Hey, separate yourself and wear a mask. You had something to come to me. Mercy. And then it went on. You got a stimulus check. Lord, have mercy. Amen. And some of you made more with the stimulus check than you used. Then you got another stimulus check.
Yeah, preacher.
And then some more that have four sides.
Yeah, preacher.
You can pay.
Yeah, preacher.
You done got your hair done. You done got Medicare.
Yeah.
Medicare. Get a man that you thought they cared. Equip the saints. I'm trying to get you ready because everybody going to have a prayer.
Yeah.
Give me this.
Yeah.
Baby. The just shall live.
Yes.
By faith. When the crazy days come, you got to remember the God that got the great grace. When the crazy days come, remember the God that got the great grace.
Yeah.
That's what a prophet did. That he's praying today. But I got to know that God's praying away.
Yeah.
So because I know my God got the praying away, but I know he promises. I know what he said, what I see on them do, but I know what he said. Because said, oh, wait a minute, I ain't finished. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to make you like a
geese
of Pharisee.
There it is.
How did a woman do? I'm going to give you time to see a woman there, God. They climb the mountain.
Yeah.
See the woman there. The strange thing about it, she can put her front feet down.
Come on, come on.
And when she finds out the front feet is solid, she's able to jump in the back of your leg right where the front feet took off.
Yeah.
I was there. I wasn't going to bring the video to show you.
Amen.
And she jumped and put it right.
Yeah.
And she climbed the mountain.
Yeah.
The mountain be challenged.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, you won't have some challenges.
Yeah.
We, the brain of the devil. But God says, in the midst of your challenges, I give you so much strength that you can climb up and you can take your challenges.
Yeah.
You can't make it to your challenges, but
he
will
see.
But when the Lord is Christian,
yes, he will.
Woo!
Yes, he will.
When he gives you strength. Wait a minute. Anybody had any challenges? I'm going to need to cut this off.
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling every day. your chest.
Yes.
Woo!
Jesus.
Because he don't want your father. Mm-hmm. And that bitch, he can.
Yes, he can.
She ain't gonna fall. Because her feet is hurt.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he made
the sometimes you gotta go to the rock.
Yes.
The rock of your salvation.
Yeah,
yeah. The stone that the builder is in.
Yeah,
I go to the rock.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And the rock is
changed.
Yes, when I arrive, it's sitting on Christ, the side of my
skin.
When I need a rock, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When I need a
rock, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I go to the rock.
Yes, yes.
God is crazy in love with you.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
God is crazy. that he gave himself.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. He took the punishment, he took the suffering, and he died on Calvary's cross for us. And every time we come together, we'll remember that time. So I ask you now, with these elements in your hand, that you take a moment, examine yourself in your own mind. Say, God, show me if there are areas in my life where I need to turn and you turn around. God, I need to ask for help to overcome. God, I just want to be pleasing in your soul because I know you've done some real things in my life. And I know sometimes I've had very good days, but you gave me that praise away. And you made that ain't all right. And that's why I want to give you praise. But this morning, God, show me anything in my life that I need to work on. And I ask for your Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for being with us today, and if I'm ready to dismiss, amen. Saying that, if you want to continue to pray on your way out, it's all right. I think you're worthy to be praised. Amen. Just praise the Lord. God, I know the devil is going to be praised before we get out of here. Amen. How good God has been to you.
Amen.
Because he's been awful.
Amen.
He's been awful.
Transpires. Jesus, bless.
It's either in
to
create the baby or to create the baby.
Whether
they're in to praise the day or to praise the days to come. Or maybe they just want to thank you for the praise day together. Whatever it makes you, I'm praying to them. I'm praying to them. I'm praying to them. I'm praying for grace and mercy. Shall give them strength when they need it most. To face the challenges that they will have. Oh God, somebody podcast, please.
Jesus.
Somebody that's going to hear this tape. One day God will hear this recording. And they're going to be going through when you get blessed to be like a prophet and embrace you. And say, yet shall I rejoice in the joy, and day of joy in the Lord of my salvation.
He is my strength. He is my strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Heal their feet.
Jesus, oh God.
Like hands.
Yes, Jesus.
And I can meet any challenge.
Yes.
And I can meet the challenges that's going to take me to get to that place that you promised me. And then I can walk around and say, look at what God has.
Oh God, oh God.
Now I'm healed. If they ain't going to keep with me, because they don't got all the fun, all the fun. The love of God, our Father.
Oh God.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit.
Oh God.
I come to rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forever.
Jesus.
Let us all say good. Amen.
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 Thank you.
No, not she
still barely makes the time. I don't know what's up to her.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
yeah. I didn't even care. I just told